Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thank you, and welcome back on board On the Mark. It's a Wednesday, an open phones day. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. Give us a call. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM at the start of your message. On the Mark is always brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. You know, we all know that that's what SMC stands for, and with that comes the need for many great behind-the-scenes employees. While they have many awesome technicians ready to serve you, they need more due to the great amount of business this 107-year-old dealership has earned. They're looking for entry-level and experienced technicians to work in their quick lane, car and light service, truck service department, the heavy truck service, body frame and alignment, and the towing departments. Whether you're an experienced technician or an entry-level technician looking for your first job, or someone looking for a career change, they would love to hear from you. Stop by in person, apply online at Sunbury Motors Company, or call Todd at 286-7746. That's 286-7746 and ask for Todd. Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers, and currently with some great opportunities for you if you are looking for that kind of a career change. We have some emails and texts that we didn't get to yesterday. One of our texts refers to our last caller, Van, who said, Van, sex in the White House started with Marilyn Monroe. Not really. I think you can go back to Warren G. Harding and a lady named Nan Britton in the White House closets. Yeah, that's a whole other story. And then our friend Dick has a complaint about the program. He says, not to beat a dead horse, but that is what your call-in show is, a dead horse. It wouldn't be so bad if your daily callers would shift gears on occasion. Sadly, they are all one note, regurgitating their same talking points day after day. My point? No hope and change for On the Mark, as your co-host will say blah, blah, blah with his fake laugh. That's signed by one of our severest critics, Dick. Well, Dick, you're welcome to call in anytime. You know, I try to start the program off from time to time with something that I think might be topical. I have some things today, but if we get calls, we let the callers take us where we want to go. And you're certainly more than welcome to call in anytime and talk to us about whatever's on your mind. If you don't like the topics we're discussing, change them. And if memory serves me, Dick, you have done that a time or two when you have called in. In any event, one of our other emailers, and this one is something I haven't heard before from our friend EB, says, I debated for a long time whether to bring this up because I know it's a sensitive subject. Recently, the term Trump smells was trending on social media. This came after he was accused of emitting a foul odor. Former GOP Representative Adam Kinzinger described Trump's smell as, quote, armpits, ketchup, a butt, and makeup. He also called the stench, quote, truly something to behold, unquote, and advised, quote, wear a mask if you can, unquote. Others, including former cast and crew members of The Apprentice, confirmed the foul smell. On a similar note, there have been allegations of him wearing an adult diaper, which he frequently soils. Is this who we want as president? The 91 felony charges are bad enough. How can Trump effectively deal with the world leaders if he's putting them off with his horrific odor? If nobody wants to deal with him because they can't stand the smell, how is anything to be accomplished? Joe Biden may be old, too, but nobody is accusing him of stinking. Well, he's a stinking president. How about that, EB? We need a president who smells good. Diaper Don simply doesn't fill the bill. He smells just like what he is. You know, you talk about something that's unfair. That's pretty darn unfair. I have never heard anybody say that President Trump smelled, but who knows? All right, Cindy, you're on the mark this morning. Good morning. Hello, Cindy.
You know, one of the things that aggravates me is when people falsely accuse other people of things. I believe that it's important that we correct the record when that happens.
Okay.
Yesterday, one of the callers claimed that President Trump did not donate his salary when he was the president. PolitiFact verifies that he indeed did to a wide variety of organizations, many of which are a part of the federal government, like to HHS for COVID infection care, for alcohol treatment. I mean, I have to say that it just is so dishonest to make these false charges. Or to this thing you just read. I mean, really, the credibility of the human being who sent that in is shot with me. If you have a justified complaint that you can demonstrate with facts is true, I'm willing to hear you. But all these folks who call in with these unverified accusations, like President Trump never gave away his salary, when it's easily proven in a second on the internet, you can see from multiple organizations, the Washington Post, PolitiFact, USA Today, all of them fact-checked that. All of them found it to be a false accusation, and that he did give his salary, which is actually pretty admirable. I'm betting no one who called in gave $500,000 to $1 million to the federal government anytime recently of their own free money, not that they weren't taxed. So I think people need to stop this.
Well, I think that people who dislike President Trump are looking for anything, whether they claim he stinks physically or whether it is that he didn't contribute money. I mean, he did donate his salary. There was a lot of flap when his tax returns came out that proportionately he didn't donate a lot to charity. But, you know, that's...
Well, where is that written? Where is that written? And, you know, I make a great many donations to a Native American reservation out west, none of which I report on my taxes. I'm not interested in getting that deduction from the federal government. I don't need to validate myself by making a protracted list to the IRS of what I gave and when I gave it and how much it was. Because my intent is not to get a tax deduction. My intent is not to laud myself. My intent is to help these people, and that's what I do. And I think we have to ask ourselves about that in and of alone. If you really need that kind of pat on the back or attention for what you're doing, are you really being charitable, or are you really just serving yourself?
Well, you know, I donate to my church and to other things during the course of the year, but I report it. I keep records on it, and I report it. I don't consider it doing anything more than just, reporting what I do from a tax standpoint.
And you have every right to do that, and I have every right to not report it. There's no law that says that I have to enumerate the charitable donations that I give. You know, for example, the Girl Scouts every year sell cookies, right?
Right.
And I need another cookie like a hole in the head.
Don't we all?
But when I see the girls sitting there doing it, I walk over and give them money and tell them, you know, it's just a donation because I don't need the cookies. I don't need a piece of paper from them, and I don't need to report that to the IRS. I was a Girl Scout, and I want to support Girl Scouting, right? It's really become so turned around, this whole thing. But I have another thing I want to kvetch about.
Okay, go ahead.
It's really hard for me I can't believe that no one is upset about the fact that our Pennsylvania House is shut down. They're doing zero work for several months at the beginning of the year over a leak in the ceiling. I mean, did you move out of your house when you had a leak? Do you shut down everything that you're doing because there's a leak? I can't believe they could not find a way to conduct business.
Well, they could, but the problem here is that right now I think it's even. There's a special election coming up for
right.
the House where the Democrats are expected to win, and then they will be in the majority again.
Ah.
But if they go back
so
into session.
So they're just using this as an excuse.
In my opinion, yes.
And they're shutting down government for months. They're not going to actually do any legislative action until April. Last year, we paid these people $100,000 a year plus pension, plus gourmet health insurance, plus their per diems for 60 days of work. 60 days of work. And I'm talking voting. I went in and counted how many days there were voting sessions. Now, they'll tell you that when they go out and meet with the chamber that they're working. I think they are working. They're working for re-election. I don't think I have to pay their salary for them to work for re-election.
But don't you want to hear from your state representatives and your state senators and your elected officials? Isn't it important to have them come back to the district and talk to us?
I think to everyone, they could certainly do that. To select groups, to pander to them for their votes, no, I don't think. That's fine. Go right ahead and do it, but don't charge me your salary for it. We're one of the few full-time legislatures in the country. Somehow these other 48 states managed to get by without doing that. And we are one of the highest paid at 106 now. They're making $106,000, far beyond what the average Pennsylvanian makes. Far, far beyond it.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. I think
for half as much work time. Come on now.
Yeah,
come on.
I think that they've certainly got to get their act together in Harrisburg, and they've got to do stuff. But I don't have any problem with them saying they're working when they come back into the district. I really don't. I think they are working. And, you know, years ago, I was asked to run for the state house when I was in another community, and I had just won an election to a borough council. And I looked at the job and the life they live, and I thought, I wouldn't want to do that. They really don't have, in my opinion, a life of their own. They're expected to attend every event, every time somebody makes Eagle Scout, every time somebody does something good, every time somebody retires, they're expected to get to be there and to take part, buy every ticket, attend every event. And it does take a lot of work. And yes, if they don't do that, they might not get reelected. But if they're doing a good job and that's what the job takes and they're willing to do it, I don't really have a problem with it. Do you?
Well, I do have a problem.
Okay, obviously.
We're going to agree to disagree. But
okay.
Speaking of retirements, how about Mr. Hackenberg, the fire chief in Middleburg?
Yep, he'd done a great job for many, many years.
33 years, that man has sacrificed his family life, gone out in the cold, in the dark, in the snow, in the rain, gone to fires, gone to accidents. 33 years this man has led that company. Few people serve their community at such a level. And how much did we pay? Has he paid for that, Joe?
Probably nothing.
Exactly.
Yep.
And now I hold that up against $106,000 for people who can't, there's no way the legislature couldn't find an alternative. During COVID, they didn't shut down government. They voted electronically from home. Why can't they do that now?
Because that wouldn't serve the problem that the Democrats are facing at the moment.
They would lose the majority.
Yep.
Right, and lose control of the House.
Yep.
So it's really disingenuous. They are blockading. So now a government that typically can't manage to get the budget done by June when they had 6 months to do it, what's going to go on when they've blocked themselves into 3 months?
That's a good question. That's an excellent question.
A very troubling question. They couldn't get it done. They still haven't finished doing the budget from last year, as I understand it. There are still groups whose funding has never been settled. And here they are going into another year, and they're taking off 3 months.
Okay.
In advance.
Cindy, we have a call
coming in.
We have to get to. Thank you. We lost that call again. Okay,
sorry
about that.
That's
all, not your fault. Okay, thank you, Cindy. Take care. 570-743-9565. We had two calls come in that we weren't able to get to, weren't able to answer the phone in time. So if you'll be a little more patient and call back and give us another chance at 570-743-9565 or email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. But be sure to put OTM at the start of your message. And let's see here. We had a story that I wanted to talk about this morning, and this involves MSNBC host Joy Reid. She responded to former President Donald Trump's victory in the Iowa caucuses Monday by condemning white Christians who support him. As the results came in, Reid told the panel of hosts she wished to discuss a specific data point about white Christians, one she had discussed with Robert Robbie Jones, the president and founder of Public Religion Research Institute and author of The Hidden Roots of White Supremacy. She recounted that she had told her that Iowa is about 61% white Christian, whereas the whole country is approximately 41% white Christian. She asked him why this specific demographic supports Trump, despite his history of electoral losses, and Reid Jones' response, they see themselves as the rightful inheritors of this country, and Trump has promised to give it back to them. Reed expanded and told her co-hosts all the things that we think about electability and about what people are gaming out. But none of that matters when you believe that God has given you this country, that it's yours, and that everyone who is not a white conservative Christian is a fraudulent American, is a less real American. Then you don't care about electability. You care about what God has given you. Later in the show, she argued that this ideology cannot be separated from its religious ties. It is a religion, she said, and I think that what we have to actually confront, and this is what the Democrats are going to face, is this is now that the white evangelicalism is, it is Christian nationalism. That's the name of it, right? She then reiterated her early rhetoric from her talk with Jones that white evangelical Christians of a certain mindset think that they own this country, that immigrants, that brown people, that Hindus, that Vivek Ramaswamy and his wife are illegitimate Americans, that they are less legitimate Americans than they are. She went on to say, they're not trying to convince people and win people over through politics. What they're saying is, we own this country and everyone else bow down to us. That's a load of crap. I'm sorry, that's exactly what it is. All right, Stan, you're on the mark. We have another call coming in, but you are first, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, now that what you were just quoting, that was from Joy Ann Reed, right?
Joy Reed, yeah, one of my favorite people. What a great American.
I call her joyless, but that's neither here nor there. So I believe that she is the most racist person on television.
I couldn't disagree with you there.
Yeah, because anything you see, the white man's always wrong, he's always evil, everything's his fault. But that's not why I called. I called because, you know, Trump smells. I just can't believe it. That EB would put something like that out there. Is she shaming somebody for smelling, having a certain odor? Does she do that to fat people, too? Does she fat shame them? I don't understand. How could EB possibly do that?
Well, how could anybody, how could you accept as fact, without having actually smelled the man yourself, that that's true? I mean, it sounds to me like something somebody made up. I'm sorry, it does.
Well, yeah, I mean, EB's spreading fake news. That man is around thousands of people a year. If you think he would smell, you would think that would have been out a long time ago. But her source is Mr. Adam Kinzinger, a known and avowed Trump hater. And,
yeah.
and the people off The Apprentice, well, a lot of people off The Apprentice got fired. Some of them didn't take it well. So they got an axe to grind. So, yeah, EB, quit spreading the fake news unless you have been around them and have proof, which I know that will never happen.
Well, you know, I don't know where that story came from. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen any mainstream media outlet cover it. Certainly no conservative outlet, and even the liberal outlets. I mean, I haven't seen anything on MSNBC or on CNN about the Trump smelling. Have you?
Well, and you're right, Joe, because if that was actually, it would be all over the media 24/7 because that's how they work.
Yeah.
We've seen it in the past with everything else about Trump. So this would be the same. So EB's spreading fake news. It's wonderful to hear that she likes to spread fake news. Proud of you, EB. You're doing good. So y'all have a great day, Joe. Enjoy the weather. Stay warm.
Yes, and don't slide on the roads.
Well, the roads aren't too bad out here, except the back roads.
Yeah,
but
the back
enjoy
roads.
The weather. Try not to, you know, freeze or anything like that.
Fair
Stay
enough.
Warm. Have
okay.
a great day.
Thanks. You too, Stan. Take care. Tom from Sunbury, you're on the mark this morning. Good morning, sir.
Well, as usual, you guys are living in a cave again.
Well, what cave are we in today, Tom?
I don't know which cave you're in. You're in a cave somewhere without any communication.
Okay.
Because there was, and I didn't call about this one. I'm going to bring this, finish this up, though. There was a video on MSNBC. It showed Trump, and this is when, the woman that died that was 80-some years old. What was her name?
Well, there are a lot of people.
90. She was a Congress senator.
Diane Feinstein, right.
Okay, she was sitting right beside him. They were having this press conference. And Trump was talking, and he actually farted, and it was caught on, the video of him farting. And she made a face. And she made a face. Now, this has been on, I mean, you guys didn't see it because you're living in a cave. I mean, this is not something new. And they say he does this a lot. Now, this is they say he does this a lot. So, I mean, you missed that. I mean, it's right on a video of him farting and her making a face. I mean, you can hear it.
Well, a lot of people who are...
EB, as usual, is right again.
A lot of people suffer from flatulence.
I'm just telling you, you guys are denying it, and it's a fact.
Well,
it's a fact.
That it wasn't just one indiscretion like that EB was commenting about. She complained, I'm trying to think here, smells like armpits, ketchup, a butt, and makeup.
Well, this is true. This was reported too. It was reported that.
Where did you see that report? Where did you see
that video?
Where did you see that? Because honestly, I haven't. I haven't seen any kind of story like that.
It was right on MSNBC.
Well,
if you keep watching Fox News, you're not going to hear anything. It's like living in a cave.
Well, isn't MSNBC a similar cave?
So, what can I tell you? And I'm going to talk more about that because you guys don't know what you're talking about. And as far as this thing with Joanne Reed, what's her name, Joy Reed,
right,
said, that's a fact. That's a fact. You guys that claim to be religious, and there's a lot of people that are calling your show that claim to be religious and they're sticking up for Trump. Well, I'll tell you what, they're all a bunch of phonies, all of them. That guy has committed every sin that there possibly could be. And he just keeps right on doing it. He keeps right on lying. He doesn't like black people. He doesn't like any immigrants, and neither do they. They want a white America. And it's a fact. You can deny it all you want.
I do deny it.
People are voting for a guy that right now is on his second trial with E. Eugene Carroll for rape, because he won't shut up about her. Now he's going to be sued for $10 million or more.
He's already been
found. He's got 91 counts against him, 4 indictments. They still stick up for him.
All right.
You there?
I'm listening to you, Tom.
So, I mean, don't tell me it's not true. What she said is exactly true, and that's what your people that are calling your show believe.
So you were
and
there.
They can call up here and say all kind of names about me and say, I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't care. That's what they believe.
Well, you believe that something you can't prove. You believe that Donald Trump raped this woman in a department store. You weren't there. I wasn't there.
No, it was already. No, I don't have to be there. It was proven in court.
No.
He's already been charged with it. This is not nothing to do with him proving.
There were only two people.
Nothing to do with anybody,
Tom,
proving.
There were only two people.
That he raped her. It's already been proven.
Tom, it hasn't been proven.
What this is, he was already fined $5 million.
Earth to Tom.
And he won't shut up about it. He keeps denying it.
Tom.
And he keeps calling the woman names, and she's suing him again for another $10 million at least for defamation of character.
Tom, it
That's
wasn't
what this
Tom.
Is about. It
Hello,
has
Tom.
To do with the rape.
Tom, it wasn't
the rape
proven.
Has already been determined.
No,
that
it
is
has.
A fact.
I'm going to put you on hold a minute if you don't let me get a word in here, Tom. Listen, no one was in that room except those two people. It wasn't proven that he raped her. A jury decided after hearing her testimony and his that her testimony had more credibility. Could she have been lying and gotten away with it? Yes, she certainly could. Could Trump have been lying and gotten away with it? He certainly could. But he hasn't. It hasn't been proven that he raped her. There is no proof. There is no DNA.
Did Trump ever lie? I mean, did Trump ever tell a lie? Who do you say? Who would you believe?
Well, I don't know who I would believe. I didn't hear the testimony.
Trump lies every time he opens his mouth.
Well, maybe E. Jean Carroll does too.
No.
How do you? You choose to believe her? Yeah, you choose to believe her.
And they had a picture of him. They had a picture of her. I don't know if you saw this. They had a picture of her when he was in court, and they asked her who it was, and he said, that was my wife, Ivanka, I guess her name was. Remember that?
I do recall that, yes. He
misidentified her.
Her?
I mean, the guy, he did it. I mean, the guy got caught, and he won't shut his mouth, and until he shuts his mouth, it's going to keep costing him more money. And Joy Reid is exactly right what she said. I don't care whether you like it. I don't care whether your callers like it. That is the way these people think in this country. They want this to be a white country, and that's the way they want it. And that's what Donald Trump wants.
I disagree with you, but Tom, thanks.
That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is, whether you like it or not.
Okay. Hey, I thank you for your comments and opinions. It's a free country. You're entitled to your beliefs. I'm entitled to mine, right?
All right.
Okay, fair enough, Tom. Thanks for calling. 570-743-9565. We have one caller on the line. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back. More callers are welcome at 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but put OTM at the start of your message. Then one of our emailers says, "This just in, Trump farts, and it's not pleasant." Okay, fair enough.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake, a service technician who really knows what he's doing and can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
You're retired and happy, but you need something to do and making some extra cash would be nice. Why not become a driver for Roar Bus? Roar is hiring for their Selins Grove and Mifflinburg areas with higher wages for existing drivers and a $1,500 sign-on bonus for new drivers. No CDL license required to get started. Take a test drive today. Learn more at RoarBus.com or call 570-524-5800 for more information.
Add Plume Ho Home Wi-Fi free for 2 months from SECV. Plume spreads Wi-Fi from your existing modem to every corner of your home at full speed. Plume doesn't just make your Wi-Fi faster. It intelligently adapts to your environment and manages your Wi-Fi network 24/7 based on insights like the number and types of devices you have connected. The Plume Home Pass app gives you perks like parental controls, always-on cyber protection against online threats, in-home motion sensing, and more. Get Plume 2 months free from SECV. Visit secv.com/freeplume.
It's time for the third annual Wedding Expo with News Radio 1070 WKOK and the venue at Liberty Valley on Sunday, January 28th from 12 till 4. Brides and grooms, registration is open now. Visit our Facebook page to register and for updates on vendors and prizes to win. The first 100 brides to register will be entered to win a romantic Valentine's Day dinner at the venue at Liberty Valley. One bride will win a limousine ride for their big day, courtesy of Susquehanna Valley Limousine. If you're interested in becoming a vendor, email Denise at WQKX.com.
There's something magical about unboxing. When you unbox BritBox, you uncover a world of British entertainment. Stream the UK's most brilliant series, including new and upcoming seasons of Shetland, Father Brown, and Death in Paradise. Plus new originals like Payback, Irvine Welsh's Crime, and Archie, the story of Hollywood's greatest leading man, Cary Grant. Unbox BritBox and escape to the best of British TV. Stream with a free trial at BritBox.com.
Hey everyone, gather around. It's time for corny jokes about passing the torch.
The team at Kieran's Welding was fused together solid.
Thanks for all the late nights and early shifts.
But double retirements mean the crew must bond with some certified new hires.
You've both gone the extra millimeter.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everybody. Steve Jones. We'll start looking ahead to the next round of the playoffs today. 1-3 News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Okay, we're back with On the Mark. We have two callers on the line. We'll go take them in the order in which they came in. Joseph, you're up first from Milton. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning. I never thought I'd agree with, was that Tom, the last caller?
The last caller, yes, was Tom.
Yeah, hey, Tom, I agree with you. She was right. Think about it. I was down, I seen George Washington's Bible that he was sworn in on. He was a Christian. All the signers of the Declaration of Independence, I think 56 of them, as far as I know, were white people. Now, not all were Christians, but most of them. Every president was ever sworn in was sworn in on a Christian Bible. Is that not true? Of course it is. They were, and actually, basically, up until not too long ago, the majority of communities, if you would walk and knock on doors, you would get an affirmative, are you a Christian? They'd say yes. Now, they call themselves Christians, but are they true believers? I don't know. But she's right, and they were basically white. And that's not saying that blacks aren't believers or Christians. They are. But the white did outnumber the black ones. You know what I'm saying? Throughout history, up until they started to multiply more and get more people, you know what I mean?
So you believe, but that's not all she's saying. She's saying things like Christians are... Christians don't want anybody else to be here. They're not real citizens of this country. You buy that?
No, I don't buy that. But I will say this in regards to Christians, okay? The Bible is following a Jewish Messiah. By the way, he's white. He's a Caucasian. And the Bible says he said, I come on to my own people. He didn't come to the Hispanics or the blacks or the Asians. He came on to his own, and his own received him not. And of course, after his death, burial, and resurrection, he sent his disciples out to the nations, to all people, of course. But originally, all the 12 disciples were white and Jews, you know? So it was kind of an exclusive thing. And even the body of Messiah to this day is very exclusive. In order to get in there, you've got to give up your life, and you must be born again.
But nobody knows.
You must be baptized as a symbol of you dying.
I'm sorry, but nobody knows what Jesus looked like.
Well, no, but
he could have been brown. He could have been green. He could have been purple.
Well, of course, over in the Middle East, they were more darker complected, but they were, you know, they were Caucasian. They come from the tribe of.
But what's that got to do with people in this country not being real citizens unless they're Christians?
No. In this country, according to the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, anybody conforms to, like my wife came over here from Asia, from Vietnam, and she swore allegiance to this country, and she had to even take a test, and she knows more about the founding fathers and stuff than I did. You know what I mean? Because she had to pass that test and pay a lot of money to become a citizen. And yes, she's a citizen just as well as I'm a home-born citizen. You know what I mean?
Right.
And she has all the privileges that I have in this country. But
would you want someone telling her that she wasn't the good American because she isn't a white Christian?
Oh, no, of course not.
Well, no, and that's what Joy Reid's saying, that white Christians...
Well, I wouldn't agree with all that she said. Of course not. But to the point that they were basically white Christians, yes, that's true, you know what I mean?
Okay, well, fair enough. We'll give you the last 30 seconds. We have another call to take.
Well, I'll tell you, I was just listening to the news here the other day, and Al Gore was over there, and I forget where it is, and they had a big meeting there where they're deciding the fate of the world, and they want to bring in this digital currency and this new world order. I'm telling you, you people better wake up because it's coming. That you're going to have to take the mark, the name, the number, the beast, the government system, or you're not going to buy and sell. And that's going to come pretty quick here. So if you're not a born again believer, it'll take you unawares.
Okay, hey, thank
you. And you just follow the crowd.
Okay, thank you, Joseph. Appreciate your comments. We have to get to Chris next. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Good morning. About Trump's salary.
Yes.
Yes. I remembered reading sometime, I don't think I'd mentioned it on this show, that his last salary he did not give away. And U.S. News Today, which confirms the story that he did give his salary away, mentions the years 17, 18, and 19, but says in 20, Trump's tax returns show no charitable contribution, whereas he shows $500,000 about the other 2 years and $2 million the first year.
So you're saying there's no evidence that he gave his salary away in the last year?
Yes.
But is there evidence that he didn't give it away, or is that what you're saying?
And also, he didn't really give his salary away. But, you know, that's just a technicality that I... first of all, if you say did not take a salary, it's incorrect, because he takes it in order to give it away, and he usually gives it away to something that's tax-deductible, and therefore gets some of it back, depending on the percentage, depending on what its percentage of tax rate is.
Okay, well...
But that's just technicalities of how you phrase it, how it should be correctly phrased. And there's no, and like you say, money, cash is fungible. He didn't give his entire check of co-signed to somebody. He gave the equivalent amount. So you can't say where it came from, as you're always insisting when you do the money fungible bit.
Well, if I take my salary and give it away, have I not given a charitable donation? I mean, you're quibbling. You're quibbling here.
A charitable donation. I guess you could give it to a friend in need.
So if I don't take it, it's just going back to the government.
Chris, qualified for that.
If I don't take my salary, I'm just making the government richer. But if I take my salary and donate it, even if I file for a tax deduction as a result of it, I've still done some good with that money that other people who have taken the salary haven't done.
I explained all that. Yes.
Okay.
I agreed with that. Already, I don't know why you go on like that sometimes.
Well, because you make it sound like he was only interested in the tax deduction, that he didn't do something charitable.
But I am pointing out that the fourth year he did not give away. Period.
Well, I was looking that up, and I can't find a story that says that's definitive. Only that a tax return suggests that he didn't. That doesn't mean
didn't have any charitable contributions.
All right. Well, maybe like Cindy gave it away and just didn't file.
Yep. I'm sure that because he's so good at that.
Well, he's more generous than a lot of people.
Grasp at straws if you prefer to. By the way, he didn't have charitable contributions before he was president for the most part either.
Well, I don't know what the man did or didn't do. I mean, you know, a lot of people give charity. They prefer not to be recognized for it. You know, you want to assume the worst about him? Fine.
Actually, I'm one of those with Cindy.
Okay.
I very rarely ever... I do give to some tax-deductible charity organizations, as Bob Dylan used to sing about, and I don't bother reporting it.
All right, well, maybe Donald Trump does the same thing.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
But there's a lot of technicalities in the idea that Trump didn't take a salary, but the one thing is he didn't show any evidence of giving it away his last year, and he did the other three, so therefore you kind of suspect that he didn't.
Okay,
right?
Fair enough.
It's more likely than not. He is guilty of rape, more likely than not.
That's what you choose
that's
to believe.
Standard in court, correct?
Hey, I don't
Can you
like
say
I
that,
say.
I'm telling you,
there were only two people in that room, and they're the only two who know what happened.
No, you can't.
They're the only two who know what happened.
I don't care whether you say it or not. I just wanted to see that you couldn't.
Okay, fair enough, Chris. Thanks for calling, as always, buddy.
Bye.
Take care. Have a good one. Bill, hang on. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more of On the Mark. The phone lines are open except for one, 570-743-9565. Bill's on that one line. He'll hang on. We'll take a break, and we'll be back.
Brewing Company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
There's something magical about unboxing. When you unbox BritBox, you uncover a world of British entertainment. Stream the UK's most brilliant series, including new and upcoming seasons of Shetland, Father Brown, and Death in Paradise. Plus new originals like Payback, Irving Welsh's Crime, and Archie, the story of Hollywood's greatest leading man, Cary Grant. Unbox BritBox and escape to the best of British TV. Stream with a free trial at BritBox.com.
Okay, everyone, gather around. It's time for corny jokes about passing the torch.
The team at Kieran's Welding was fused together solid.
Thanks for all the late nights and early shifts.
But double retirements mean the crew must bond with some certified new hires.
You've both gone the extra millimeter.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, welcome back to On the Mark. Two callers on the line, Bill and Joe. And let's see, Bill is on first. So, Bill from Bloomsburg, you're on the mark. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Your Honor. Hey, what an entertaining show today.
You can truly say today's show has been a gas.
Yeah, when I turned it on, I'm like, what the heck? Listen, they always say the fox smells their own hole, right? Diane Feinstein, right, was wearing adult diapers, and she was been crapping in them suckers for the last 20 years. So,
well, there's an image we can do without, but go ahead.
Hey, no, getting back to the sheep, right? You understand that they say the brain ain't developed till you're like in your mid-20s, right?
Right.
And the coo knows this. Why do you think they go after these young kids in college and schools and whatnot, right? And listen, I came from a house of hardcore Democrats. My grandfather said, you're a Democrat, we're Democrats, that's it. There's like no question, right? But as you get older and your brain matures and whatnot, and you got to be open to both sides, right? So then you start doing your own homework, right? And then you go, and then you know what I mean. Then you see what's right and what's wrong. Now, as far as Trump's salary and whatnot, like you have to, the bond paid for me. Did you understand that? That is validated, and the people out there have to know that the media is on the take, like they're involved with this one bull crap, right? And you understand they'll come out and post the story, and it's been validated. John Solomon, great conservative reporter, they'll come out and run a story Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, right? And they run the headlines, they pound it for 2 or 3 days, and on a Friday, like 2 a.m, we misspoke. They'll make print it on the New York Times and the page 99. Oh, we misspoke and we misprinted something. You understand how this how they're working these people. And Tom, right? Listen, Tom, I'll buy both houses. I'll buy your neighbors out, right? I'll buy both houses, and I'm gonna open my borders and let illegal immigrants live in them houses for free. And I hope they put I don't know how many people in there. And let me you understand what New York is going through, what Chicago is going through. Like, they're flooding these cities. It just didn't hit them yet. They live in this little bubble, and I just people just don't see how this country's going down. And then they don't believe in God. They attack the Constitution, right? And they want this Constitution wiped out, Second Amendment, everything. They want it wiped out. People don't understand that and see that, how they attack this. The Biden administration is validated compromise, validated compromise. And they're on the take. He's being blackmailed by Ukraine for money. He's being blackmailed by China because his kid and everybody's on the take. And he's being blackmailed by Iran, you know, and they're compromising. This country's going down the wrong direction. And he's threatening to send the military in to go after Texas
the governor.
People for Gardner border. He's sending in threats that he's going to go in there and start arresting the National Guard and whatnot because they're trying to defend their state. This country's gone. The sheep got to wake up.
Well, I don't know that the sheep have to wake up, but I think the government has to change. I think it has to change peacefully. It has to change based on people voting. And if I'm wrong and that people vote to keep the current administration in power for another 4 years, I'm going to accept that. I mean, I'm not going to like it, but I'm going to accept it.
You're a great one. Listen, if this administration gets back in office for another 4 years, we're done. There'll never be another form of government. You don't understand. We're done. This is the last go around. If we can't win this and go in the right direction, we're done. We're tanked.
I hope you're wrong, Bill. Listen, we'll give you the last 30 seconds. We have another break to take and another caller I'd like to get on. So finish her up, sir.
Listen, the Trumpster's the man. He's gonna win it. This is our last hope. His values and the attack that he's been taking, I mean, he's our last hope.
Well, I'm still holding out for Nikki Haley, but I appreciate your call.
Listen,
Bill.
Haley's compromised too. They got her. She's compromised. She's been in the game. She's a career politician. She's been in the game. She's part of the system. You got to get somebody that has to come in from the outside that can't be bought.
Okay, Bill, thank you. Appreciate your comments. Joe, hang on. We'll take our final break of the day, and we will be back with more of On the Mark.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Hi, folks. I'm Art Thomas, and today I want to tell you about MechTech Incorporated Professional Engineers and Land Surveyors. We've been providing our services to municipalities, businesses, developers, and residents throughout the greater Susquehanna Valley for more than 50 years. Quoting our Chamber of Commerce, we do things every day that many people think just happen. Developing residential subdivisions to create a lot for you to build a home on, completing boundary survey retracements to make sure your new fence isn't built over the property line, providing safe driveway access access, parking lot design, stormwater management, and utility connections for a new business, and construction oversight of annual municipal paving projects are just some of the professional services we provide at MECTEC. If you think that was a mouthful of information, be sure to visit our website and check out our Facebook page to see more about all the services we provide. You'll love our MECTEC Minute informational video blogs. Once you've seen all we have to offer, you'll want to get to know us. Give us a call today, and we'll be glad to help you get your project done.
Experience unparalleled excavation services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve you.
As the world keeps changing, so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're designed to help protect against recent variants. Learn more about a COVID-19 vaccine option at ScheduleCOVIDVax.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Your family is your legacy. Planning for a natural disaster will make sure you're all safe. Visit ready.gov/plan today for the tools and tips you need to protect that legacy. That's ready.gov/plan. A message brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. We'll start looking ahead to the next round of the playoffs today. 1-3 News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Yeah, but Steve, the Steelers won't be in it, so I'm sorry. All right, Joe from Sunbury, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir. Thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, good morning. I wanted to comment, I think Chris, or no, not Chris, but Tom started the conversation with you about Trump and E. Jean Carroll case.
Right.
That, both of you had mentioned the word rape. Do you think that Donald Trump was convicted of rape?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you agreed with Tom because I thought he kept saying that he's convicted of rape, but he wasn't in E. Jean Carroll. Even reading here in front of me right now, just because I don't think Tom would read it, but it's NPR, which I don't know why he wouldn't read anything from NPR. But May of 2023, a federal jury found Donald Trump liable for battery and defamation in a lawsuit brought by Carroll. Right. So. Then it says that 9 hours took him, you know, a short time to reach the conclusion and did not find that Trump raped Carroll. So he's not convicted of rape in anywhere, and it was defamation and another charge. I forget exactly what it is.
But that's people on the
left. It's in the article. And Tom, he can read NPR if he wants to, or if he wants to live in his cave like you accused him of the MSNBC cave, which
that is a cave. Listen, I like I said, there are only two people in that room who know what really happened.
Yeah, and that's not to me. I went over this with you before that it's not fair that she couldn't even give a date or a time or a year or anything. No, you're right. No one else seen it. It went on a couple of facts. If you look at the testimony that it's written down, obviously they took it down. I think you can read it now. I've looked at it, and her telling a couple of her friends later what happened, and it was all about this book. If you watch the guy on CNN, he's related to Vanderbilt, I think, or whatever, the guy who does the show on New Year's Eve, he interviewed E. Jean Carroll when she was coming out with this book, and it was all about this excerpt from a book, which you know you have to, when you go around on the book tour, you have to put out the most salacious stuff that your publisher makes you do it so that the book looks interesting to people and they buy it, and it was all about that. And then Trump commented on it that he didn't know her and he didn't rape her or anything like that, which she accused him of. And his denial in public, I don't see how that can be defamation. I mean, I don't understand that. I realize that he's guilty of it, but go ahead.
Well, I think he said he didn't know her, never seen her before, and Tom's right. He did misidentify her
and
as his first ex-wife.
But his denial of doing it is what I'm talking about. You know, that he said, no, I didn't, you know, I don't even know her. And there's a picture, Donald Trump, they have a picture of her and her husband, and he said he knew the husband. He was a broadcaster in New York and said he knew him. That's not. But
Joe, you'll have to call. Joe, I'm sorry. You'll have to call back tomorrow. We're out of time. Thanks so much for listening to On the Mark today. We'll be back tomorrow on WKOK Sunbury, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company.